T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have 3 members of the Fontana Police Department. First of all, a community policing technician, Amber Smith. She's head of the Neighborhood Watch Program for the Fontana Police Department. Also, Lieutenant Carlo Granillo. He is watch commander for Area 1. And very pleased to have the new police chief for the Fontana Police Department, Chief Billy Green. Thank you all for joining me today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, SJ. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Okay, let's start with you, Carlo. You are the watch commander for Area 1 for the Fontana Police Department. Tell us about the Area Commander Program. What is the program about and how does it serve the community?
This program actually started back in the mid-90s under then-Chief Frank Scaldone as a way to connect and reach out to our community and really streamline the process of service and providing the best service. So, to be as brief as possible, the city is divided up into 4 different geographic areas, and there's a lieutenant watch commander that is assigned that specific area, hence area commanders. And so we actually would be the first person to be contacted and really coordinated any efforts, whether it's a problem regarding the actual crime trend or quality of life matters and issues of that. So that's been very successful over the years. So we still embody that and work closely with our community and through our different volunteer groups and organizations and also groups within the city, much like Neighborhood Watch Program as well.
And we're going to be talking about the Neighborhood Watch Program a little bit later with Amber. But right now, tell us about the upcoming CARES event. It's part of the Area Commander Program. What does CARES stand for?
Well, CARES is an acronym. It's actually part of our vision with the Fontana Police Department, being community, attention, respect, enforcement, empathy, and service. And this is our commitment to the citizens of the city of Fontana, as well as those that do business and visit our city. So we provide that service as our focus to providing the best service to the citizens. The community CARES events that we're talking about are part of an extension of our Area Commander Program, where we actually host 3 meetings a year at various sites in those geographic areas. And we wanted to think outside the box and really reach out and reconnect with a lot of our citizens. And we're bringing the meetings outside. We're going to bring them into a park environment, have vendors, have different city organizations and groups, in addition to the police resources, to just really make it a fun, positive environment to where there's going to be tons of resources and really encourage folks to meet their neighbors and meet those that help provide service to them, not just the police department, different departments within the city as well.
Now let's move along to the Neighborhood Watch Program. Amber Smith, she is the community policing technician and head of the Neighborhood Watch Program. So you spearhead that entire program. How do you get the community involved?
Well, we try to recruit new groups all the time, getting the new groups together, going out to the neighborhoods. We hold the meetings out there, trying to get the neighbors to get to know one another so that they can look out for one another.
And what is the crime-free program? You're a crime-free program coordinator. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the crime-free has to do with the crime-free multi-housing, which has to do with the apartment complexes. And then we also have crime-free business, which deals with the business part of the city.
Okay, how do these programs further community outreach and involvement? How does that help?
I think it helps because we get people to get to know one another, look out for one another, report anything suspicious to the police department.
And part of that as well, part of these programs that we actually are fortunate to offer to our citizens, we actually encourage citizen involvement. And a lot of that, we encourage activity within the police department. And that's where our volunteer programs, our volunteers in the park, which is a relatively new program, our chaplain corps, a lot of these different organizations or volunteer groups and opportunities really help bond and connect the citizens, our community members, with the police department, because only together can we be successful.
Now, you've got other programs that are available that you like to get citizens involved with and the community involved with as well. Tell us a little bit about some of those.
Well, we have a Citizens Academy twice a year. where we actually bring members of the community into the police department, and they get exposed to absolutely every aspect of the police department, from our records units to our dispatchers, our gang unit, our canine unit, our SWAT team, our narcotics unit. They get about an hour block of training from all these different groups, so they have a more global understanding of what it is that the police department does, much more than they may have thought before attending the program, such as they're just out writing tickets or arresting people. The job of the police department is so much bigger than that. It definitely gives them some insight into that.
Okay, tell us about the Citizens Volunteer Program. Is that part of the Citizens Academy?
It is. We do recruit a lot of our citizen volunteers out of the Citizen Academy. It's not a prerequisite to be a volunteer at the police department. We have volunteers in our police department that handle a whole different, they handle a wide array of different responsibilities. From distributing the mail on a daily basis, we have a volunteer that comes in 4 days a week and takes care of mail distribution inside of the police department. We also have a cadre of folks that are willing to come out after hours if there's a significant traffic accident and we need help controlling traffic at an intersection. They do a great job with that and free up the officers to go out and handle things that sworn officers need to handle.
On something like that, do you train them too on how to do traffic? I mean, because you just don't send them out there and say, here, take care of the traffic. I imagine they'd have to have some kind of training.
Absolutely, they do. They are trained by our sworn staff, but the bulk of their training consists of other senior volunteers that have received the training.
Okay.
So they definitely understand where they're coming from.
Now, what about volunteers patrolling your parks?
A few years back, we had a couple significant incidents in our parks, and we reached out to our volunteer corps and asked them any ideas they have to address this problem. We created a program called Volunteers Patrol Our Parks. We took one of the volunteer vehicles and put a wrap on it, very bright colored wrap. So when folks are in the park and they see that Volunteers Patrol Our Parks vehicle in the area, they know that there's another set of eyes and ears, an extension of the police department out there, and it helps control and prevent, deter some of that delinquent type behavior.
What about your chaplain corps?
We have a robust chaplain corps. We have a great group of folks that are extremely faithful, men, women, all faiths, that come in and provide the emotional support for our officers during times of need. But very, very important what they do is they respond out to death calls. They help out the law enforcement officers when they have to make death notifications. They're a tremendous asset when it comes to that. And they also deal with families that experience loss, not always by some sort of accidental death or a crime-related death, but just a natural death where grandpa passed away in the house and they're able to go out and provide those resources to the family.
Now, Chief Green, you're just taking over as the new police chief for the Fontana Police Department. Is that an elected or appointed position?
I was appointed through a process of an interview, a series of interviews, and ultimately the way that our city works is the city manager is the boss of all the department heads, and the police department is one of the departments within the city, and he selected me to be the chief.
So I take it you've come up through the ranks. How long have you been a police officer in the Fontana Police Department?
I've been with the Fontana Police Department for about 20 years.
And what is it that you'd like to accomplish during your tenure as a police chief?
The former chief, Bob Ramsey, left the Fontana Police Department in an extremely healthy state. It's a great place to work. Morale is high. We're doing a lot of great things. My intent is to build on the momentum that he created to enrich our community relationships. I know that it is very, very important for the police department to make deposits in that community bank account, because it's just a matter of time before we have to make a withdrawal. And if we draw against a negative account, there's going to be problems in our city. And we have an organization from top to bottom that embraces that, that knows that we have to have legitimacy with the community that we police, and we're dedicated to doing that.
Fontana is, of course, a growing community. What do you see as the number one main problem that the city is facing as far as crime is concerned?
We are fortunate in the fact that our crime rate has been declining through the past couple years. We're dealing with a lot of the decriminalization and the reduction of severity and sentencing consequences. For example, possession of controlled substance and methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine was previously a felony and now it's a misdemeanor. We also deal a lot with the theft-related crimes that we're trying to figure out ways to deal with that now. The traditional approach of locking them up has proven not to work, and we have to continue to be creative. My ultimate goal during my time as the chief of police is just to create an environment in our department where communication is open, where if you're the newest guy and you have a great idea, that you have a culture and an environment where you feel comfortable bringing that forward. Overall, I want to create a culture in our organization of journeymen and not apprentices. I want our officers to know what they can do and why it is that they can do that. And that goes for the entire 300 folks that I'm fortunate enough to lead at the Fontana Police Department.
So is that how many officers you have in the police department, about 300?
We have approximately 194 police officers at this point in time and about 100 professional staff. That includes wonderful folks like Amber, our dispatchers, our records clerks, property clerks, a whole lot of folks that help us in administrative support.
Right. Now, what about recruitment?
Recruitment is a constant issue, especially now with the economy being as strong as it is. And to be frank with you, the view of law enforcement and the time that I've been a police officer, this is the most negative view of law enforcement in general that the community has had. We're fortunate in Fontana that we have a strong relationship nationwide, and I'm speaking more globally. So it's difficult to find men and women that have a solid background that want to make this their career. But we're committed and engaged to go out and dispel some of the rumors, to talk about all of the great things that we do. Unfortunately, the media tends to focus on a mistake that an officer may make in the other side of the country, and we have to wear that. And we need to be aware of that, embrace it, and build those relationships one step at a time.
Okay, before we go, Carlo, tell us once again about those community cares events that you have coming up.
Absolutely. We have several actually community care events that are scheduled in the coming months. The next one will be May 24th, which encompasses Area 4, which is the 10 freeway, the area of the 10 freeway south, and that'll be May 24th at Village Park. Then the next event will be June 14th, and this is in Area 2, and that'll be hosted at Bill Martin Park. And then the last one for this session would be Area 3's meeting, June 21st, which will be behind the police department, which is located at 17005 Upland Avenue, which actually butts up to Miller Park and the brand new amphitheater that will be opening up soon.
So you just want residents to come by during those events?
Absolutely. And the time of the events, traditionally our meetings are in the evening hours, but we've changed that up too to make it more open to everybody, and just due to the outside environment, push the hours earlier. So we'll be from 4 to 7 on those respective dates. And we really encourage people to come out, interact with the community, interact with each other, come to meet the new chief, our new chief, Chief Green, other elected officials that will be present, and come out and just interact and be part of the community and come out and talk with each other.
Great. And Chief Green, any final thoughts before we close?
I'm humbled and honored to be the new leader of the Fontana Police Department. I'm dedicated to building relationships with the community, and I'm just completely humbled to be the leader of such a great organization.
Okay, Amber Smith, Community Policing Technician for the Fontana Police Department, along with Lieutenant Carlo Granillo, and also the newly appointed Police Chief Billy Green for the Fontana Police Department. Thank you all for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, SG.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.